The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So, 8 weeks to transform your sleep. That's what's promised in a new book, Sleep Well. 8 habits to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Don't you wish? It features tips and tricks to improve your sleep pattern, and it provides all the benefits that come with it. It has a key message: transform your sleep and you transform your life. The author of the book, Fiona Brennan, therapist and founder of The Positive Habit, joins me now in studio. A very good morning to you, Fiona.
Good morning, Bobby.
Now, I was actually looking forward to this piece because I was saying to you just before we came on air that in the bit that you talk about in the book, the negative feedback loop, where you ask people to comment on various lines, I'm a bad sleeper, I'm a light sleeper, I've trouble falling asleep, etc., etc. I think there are about 20 of them, and I answered yes to 18 of them. So.
Well, I'm glad I'm here, Bobby. I'm glad I'm here.
So we can do a bit of therapy on air.
We can. You said the book promises. I can say that it delivers, and I stand over this book, not just on a personal level, my own sleep, but professionally as well. Like, I have helped so many people really transform their lives. People who've had, you know, insomnia for 30 years and have suffered really severely. So the negative feedback loop, which is something that sounds like you are unfortunately and unintentionally doing to yourself, is when you're delivering a negative narrative to your subconscious mind. And what we know now is really interesting in terms of sleep science. It's what's known as the expectation effect.
Yeah.
And there was a study done in 2018 in the University of Colorado and Oxford, where they took 63 people who reported, who met the criteria, let's say, for insomnia. And they put them into the sleep lab. And what they discovered was that all of the people, all 63, were actually getting the minimum 7 hours required. So they actually didn't have insomnia. But what they were doing was telling themselves how terrible they were a sleeper, how awful it was.
Yeah.
And they took these same people, Bobby, right? And what they did is at the end of the day, they when they woke up, they gave half of them the information, the good news: your sleep is better than you expected. And the word expected is really important here. They told the other half sham evidence and said, you're right, your sleep is awful, there's nothing we can do for you, God love you. And they took them at the end of the day and gave them a test, a cognitive test. And the people who were told the good news actually performed better in that test and said that they felt more energy.
Isn't it a bit of it, Fiona, that the more you think about not being able to sleep, the worse it actually becomes? Is that not essentially the point here?
Yes,
that
it is.
If you start overthinking, oh, I can't sleep, and why I can't sleep, and
absolutely, it builds anxiety. It's what's known as somniphobia, and this is an anxiety particular to sleep, where people start to dread it. They might have one or two bad nights sleep, and then they think, oh, tonight it's going to be really bad again. So we need to break in and turn this around. Mm-hmm. And I really discovered on my own journey how to do that. And that's why I feel so like I can really stand over it in terms of I've been through it myself.
So is it about divorcing sleep from reality, in the sense that you actually, you focus on something else rather than sleep?
Yeah.
Is that one of the...
Yes, it is. And it's what's called the Sleep Well formula in the book. So we use our breath, we use our imagination, we use the experience and the knowledge that our sleep is better than we are actually giving it credit for. And then we have what's called sleep faith. And that is really a sense of knowing that sleep is innate. Like, we can all, you're breathing right now, your heart is beating, you're not thinking about it, there's no effort or pressure around it. And sleep is the same. When you let go of pressure, when you let go of trying to sleep, when you let go of fighting it, thinking about it, worrying about it, then guess what? Sleep comes to you. And it's very, very empowering to know that you can, no matter what challenges you have. And I think it's really important to be aware of all the challenges that there are with sleep. Like, there's so many that can impinge upon a good night's sleep.
And why sometimes, and again, I cite myself here, can you have a great night's sleep one night and the next night it's just you have an awful night? And it's that you're not worrying about anything? Or
it seems like, it's like it's come from nowhere, but it hasn't. A good night's sleep starts the moment you open your eyes. So we can tweak our lifestyle and definitely our mindset, which I've spoken about, to be really, really proactive in terms of ensuring we get a good night's sleep. And that's what I think is so positive about it, is that there's so much that can be done, that it's in your control when you start to prioritize it. Like, you are in a relationship with sleep. It's the most important relationship you have. It is the elixir of health. And when you get that relationship right, your focus, your emotional regulation, everything get, you know, falls into place. Yeah. Like your last, I was listening there about the leaving cert, right? And honestly, like, that's where a good night's sleep, you're going to consolidate all of your learnings.
Yeah, well, if you're rocking in for a leaving cert exam, having had a good night's sleep versus a bad night, you can...
It's kind of black and white, yeah, isn't it? The difference you can make. Yes.
What about some, I suppose, practices? And again, I one of my own things is sometimes I go to bed too early because I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And then I sleep solidly for 3 hours and then I'm up reading or...
Okay, so that's...
Dare I say watching telly?
Oh, my God, you're scared to say that. And I don't blame you. No, what you want to do is get a really good regular routine. So one of the habits in the book, and there are 8 sleep well habits in the book that I go through. These are based on the pillars of lifestyle medicine. And the first one actually is to go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time, roughly every day. OK, because I know,
including weekends,
including
if
Christmas holidays, you want to get a routine that the body loves it. It seems like it's boring, but believe me, it's actually not boring.
Yeah.
You have energy and you have health and wellness. There's nothing boring about it. But you do need to get into that regular routine. So what's happening there is, Bobby, you're just exhausted, right? And understandably so. You work really hard. You know, you've got a lot on your plate. So you're going to crash out, if you like. But unfortunately, what will happen there, and it sounds like it is happening, so after 3 hours, the cortisol will start to rise again in your system. And it's cortisol that wakes us up. Cortisol in itself is not a bad thing. We need it in the morning. We want it in the morning because, like, right now, there's cortisol going through my body. I want it there. If it's not there, I'm like horizontal, right? But you want it at the right time. You want to navigate your own neurochemicals so that they're actually operating to your benefit as opposed to against you. You don't want it rushing through your veins at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. It's hypnosis something? Tell us a little bit of where that fits in here.
Yes. Well, I'm a clinical hypnotherapist.
Yeah.
So basically, there's a lot of misconceptions and even the word hypnosis can be quite jarring, right? Really, I think it's best to look at it as a guided meditation where I help people to relax. I shut off the conscious mind. And the conscious mind is the biggest block to a good night's sleep, the overactive mind. So with the book, there are 8 audios that really guide you to sleep. And this is where the book was born, essentially, from my earlier work, my first book, The Positive Habit. I got so much positive feedback from people saying, thank you, Fiona, my sleep is so much better. And what they were doing is they were listening to the nighttime sleep time audio. And it really is a way of allowing people to just switch off and to go into that safety place. You need to feel safe to let go. And my lovely voice will do that for you by breathing, by opening the imagination, and by really helping you to train yourself to become a great sleeper.
Do different things work for different people or do all your principles apply to everybody?
Well, I think we're all individual and we need to find what works for us. But on a biological level, yes, things like light, you know, we all need the morning light to help us sleep well that night. OK, that's a kind of, you know, it's universal, if you like. Things like the routine would be universal also. But it's like, what is actually helps you to unwind at night? So for you, Bobby, it might be reading a good book. For someone else, it might be doing some journaling. For someone else, it might be doing meditation. But you need to find something to help your mind unwind. Otherwise, it's like, honestly, it's like a Formula One race car, right? And that's the way the mind is. It's so busy and it's rushing in and then it just goes, okay, now I'm going to go to sleep. No, it's not going to work like that. You might crash out. But then again, the thoughts will come through.
I arrived in late last night after flying in and I couldn't get to sleep.
Yeah.
I arrived in after 11 o'clock and I was staring at the ceiling saying, I had no reason not to be able to go to sleep, but I just...
Well, you see, you did, Bobby. And that's giving yourself a bit of compassion here, right? Because it's understandable. You've been in bright lights in the airport, right? So your whole circadian rhythm thinks daytime, daytime, right? So you do have reason there.
Yeah.
Like I go through airports, I'm not joking, with shades on. Because I prioritize my sleep that much. Not because I think I'm cool, but because I know that if I don't, it's going to disturb my sleep. And when we live with that kind of mentality of where we're prioritizing it, it just opens up a world of health and wellness.
Couple of texts in here, Fiona. Text, a bit like myself, I've no problem getting to sleep, but I wake up regularly after about 4 hours. My watch, if it can be believed, tells me my deep sleep continuity is poor.
Yeah, now I have a few ideas here to help you. So the first thing is to remember that we all go into lighter stages of sleep. It's normal, and especially in the second half of the night. So the first 4 hours are the most important deep sleep that we get. So that's a good thing that you're getting your deep sleep there. In the second half of the night, the latter 4 hours, it's very normal that we go into lighter stages of sleep. But what you want to do is not break through, right? You don't want to come up and wake up completely. You want to go into that dozy place. And the way that you do that without breaking through and waking up completely is by, as soon as you notice you're a bit lighter stage of sleep, simply say to yourself, I'm resting now. Take the pressure off the sleep. Do not look at the clock. That just all that does is spike cortisol and you're now more aroused and alert. What was the other thing you said there, Bobby? He said...
Let me give you another one.
Yeah, okay.
How do I get a good night's sleep and still watch the Champions League? That's a good one.
Record it.
Somebody asking about what would your guest be able to help advice of sleep for shift workers? Again, I remember doing shifts and nights and that over the years.
Very
difficult place.
Yes, it is. You basically need to turn night into day and day into night. So it's all about light there. You want to minimize the light during the day and maximize it at night. So you're switching it around.
Well, listen, it's a great book. And as I say, I love the simplicity of boiling things down, keeping things simple and not overthinking it seems to be the kernel that's going
less
through the vein,
pressure.
And the vein of this book.
Bobby, if people are interested in actually experiencing this, I am holding a one-day event, the King Coyle Sleep Well Experience.
Okay, how would people find out about that?
On thepositivehabit.com, my website or my Instagram. I'm there to help you.
All right, well, Fiona Brennan, author of Sleep Well, 8 Habits to Help You Fall Asleep, Stay Asleep and Wake Up Refreshed. Thank you for joining me.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.